गौरांगे राधे वृंदावनेश्वरे वृषभानुसुते देवी सनामने हरे प्रिय अंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्रीगदाधर श्रीवासरि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। जय श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। जय नरसिंह भगवान की जय। भक्त प्रहलाद की जय। नरसिंह चतुर्थी की जय। पिता गौर प्रेमानंदे हरे कृष्ण। वेलकम एवरीवन। Celebration of Narasimha Chaturthi means this is the 14th day of the rising moon called Chaturthi, and tomorrow is the full moon. So today is the appearance day of Narasimha Dev. So when we talk about Narasimha Dev, remembers the blessings of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of Narasimha Dev, blessing his most wonderful disciple, servant, Prahlad Maharaj, and also Prahlad's demoniac father, Hiranyakasipu. So when one remembers Lord Narasimha Dev, automatically one can also remember Prahlad Maharaj. He's a sincere devotee, and also remembers this Hiranyakasipu. So speaking this morning, that it is very important that in the human form of life, at least one must try to recognize the existence of these different aspects. Now the pure devotees of the Lord are also there. At the same time, there are in this material world there are demoniac forces, like which is personified by Hiranyakasipu in this case. And Prahlad was is a very young child, young son, but the demoniac mentality is so strong that he even tried to give so many problems and difficulties to his own son. So that is the nature of the demoniac mentality. On the other hand, Prahlad Maharaj, the personification of a sincere servant of God, Krishna, Lord, is that although his father was trying to always give him trouble, but at the same time, he was always jubilant because he was taking complete shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, so he was fearless because he was convinced that Lord Krishna will protect him under all circumstances. So that is the symptom of advanced devotee of the Lord. So you can see the symptoms of a demoniac person in the form of Hiranyakasipu, and the qualities of a great devotee of Lord Krishna in the form of Prahlad Maharaj, and Narasimha Dev appearing in the twilight, in the evening, that he was actually he's equal to everyone, but at the same time, to show his special blessing to his sincere servant. So he appeared in order to annihilate this demoniac mentality. Yada yada hi dharma sa glani bhavati bharata abhyuthanam madharma sa tadatmanam sijamyam. In the Gita, Krishna says that whenever there is a decline of religiosity, demoniac mentality is increasing, and increased, the Lord appears in order to reestablish religious principles. Dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. So in order to reestablish the religious principles, the Lord appears millennium after millennium. So that way, these pastimes of Lord Narasimha Dev, a wonderful remembrance and reminding to all of us that in human form of life, one must try to take the best advantage, best use of this human form of life and intelligence, so that one will be able to develop this pure this desire to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna. But that is the instruction that one can gather from the remembering pastimes of Lord Nrisimhadeva. So today is a very auspicious day that the Lord appeared, Appearance Day. We are celebrating the appearance of Lord Nrisimhadeva. And so at the same time, we are also conducting this wild sacrifice, this yajna, including the initiation ceremony. And that's a very auspicious day. So I must always try to remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead in all circumstances. So by the blessings of Srila Prabhupada, I must try to keep up Krishna consciousness commitment, and also this human form of life must be utilized properly. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki!
Jai!
Jai Narasimha Bhagavan ki!
Jai!
Bhakta Prahlada ki!
Jai!
Itai Gaura Pravanande!
Jai!
So, for starting the, let's say, yoga process, and a few rules. First of all, this is a purification. The yoga, it is a homa, is a purification process, and also it is a offering to Lord Vishnu, so that all the good results will come by the blessings of all the demigods, Lord Vishnu, and everyone, all the Vaishnavas. So that way it is a very, very auspicious occasion. So when I chant this mantra is called the purification mantra. So everyone should repeat that mantra, and we already have the announcement. Then after that, you can put the epics in the next, and then to the short lecture, and name be given. And after that, the Brahma Samhita will be chanted for slokas, and then the homa, the fire sacrifice. That will be at the end of the yajna. And in throwing this these grains to the fire, when the fire started, generally you should use these three fingers, the thumb, middle finger, and this ring finger. That is, so in other words, you should not use the whole fingers. This is, you should only put like this. And there's a few grains, not much. So only these three, the middle finger, ring finger, and the thumb. So this, and then when you say swaha, and you put just like that, just say very few grains. And so that way, that's the process. These three fingers, remember this is one, two, three. It's a ring finger, middle finger, and a thumb. So these three will hold the grain, and when swaha is said, then you put it in the fire. So that is the normal process. So everybody repeats. Om!
Om!
Apavitraha!
Apavitraha!
Pavitrava!
Pavitrava!
Sarvabhastam!
Sarvabhastam!
Gato api!
Gato api!
Va!
Va!
Smaret!
Smaret!
Pundarikaksham!
Pundarikaksham!
Sha!
Sha!
Vaya!
Vaya!
Aventaraha!
Aventaraha!
Susrihi!
Susrihi!
Shri Vishnu!
Shri Vishnu!
Shri Vishnu!
Shri Vishnu!
Om!
Om!
Apavitraha!
Apavitraha!
Pavitrava!
Pavitrava!
Sarvabhastam!
Sarvabhastam!
Gato Piva!
Gato Piva!
Ya!
Ya!
Smaret!
Smaret!
Pundarikaksham!
Pundarikaksham!
Sha!
Sha!
Vaya!
Vaya!
Aventaraha!
Aventaraha!
Susihi,
Susihi,
Shri Vishnu,
Shri Vishnu,
Shri Vishnu,
Shri Vishnu,
Shri Vishnu,
Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu,
Om,
Om,
Apavitraha,
Apavitraha,
Avitrava, Sarvabhasnam,
Sarvabhasnam,
Katopi,
Katopi,
Va,
Va,
Ya,
Ya,
Smaret,
Smaret,
Pundarikaksham,
Pundarikaksham,
Sha,
Sha,
Vaya,
Vaya,
Ventaraha,
Ventaraha,
Susihi,
Susihi,
Sri Vishnu,
Sri Vishnu,
Sri Vishnu,
Sri Vishnu,
Sri Vishnu,
Sri Vishnu.
Oh, this means is that this is a purification mantra that by chanting this mantra, everything inside as well as outside is completely purified by the blessings of Lord Vishnu. And now you can put the neck bits. One lady can put the neck bit up. Is anybody in here?
Malachi?
And Hey, Krishna Bhagavan ki!
Jai!
And open the class.
So, this initiation process. So, this is recognizing the importance of the human form of life. Well, initiation means to be actually born spiritually. We have been given the material birth from our parents. Now this taking initiation is called a spiritual birth by taking a spiritual master. And this is the difference between the human form of life and the other forms of life. So in the form of life, in human form of life, the primary goal of this human form of life is actually to be completely free from once and for all from coming from this material world. Finish. This is the last the last manifestation of the living entity in this material world. So that one wants to finish that in the human form of life by taking spiritual knowledge, by submitting to Krishna, by surrendering to Krishna. And so that is the this is called the spiritual birth. Now in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the second canto, the Srimad Bhagavatam, first part 1, and the text number 11, here, it's a very nice verse. Etan nirvidyamananam isutamakuto bhayam yoginam nirpanirnitam hareranamanu kirtanam. So this is a instruction given to Parikshit Maharaj by Sukadeva Goswami. The translation says, O King, constant chanting of the holy name of the Lord after the ways of the great authorities is the doubtless and the fearless way of success for all, including those who are free from all material desires, those who are desirous of all material enjoyment, and also those who are self-satisfied by dint of transcendental knowledge. So there is a chanting of this Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Hare. By this process of chanting, one will be able to revive one's original consciousness, one's original identity, the original identity, Sharup means the original identity of the Jiva, the living entity. By this process, by constant chanting of the holy name of the Lord, this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, one will be able to regain one's original consciousness. So that is actually the primary goal of the form of life. So in this age of Kali, to undertake many penances and austerities is not possible for all of us born in this age of Kali, this millennium, because Kali, there are so many distracting symptoms. Every day and night, 24 hours, there are so many other factors which distract us from actually doing deep penances and austerities. So in order to not lose this spiritual culture that Krishna, Lord Sri Krishna, has arranged wonderful for everyone, so that one can actually practice consciousness, although we live in an age of great quarrel and misunderstanding. It's called the symptom of Kali. So, in the Srimad Bhagavatam again, Parikshit Maharaj was instructed, saying that, O King, constant chanting of the holy name of the Lord. So this will, although in the age of Kali, there are so many bad omens, so many difficulties, but still there is one good quality. Kale dosa nidhirasan, O King, although there are so many faults, so many problems in this age of Kali, Kale dosa nidhirasan, but there is one good quality. Astahi eko mahan gunaha. Mahan means great. There's one great quality. Guna means quality. There's one great quality. Kale dosa nidhirasan. Astahi eko mahan gunaha. Kirtanat eva krishnasa. So, by engaging in the kirtana, means chanting of the holy names of Krishna, the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, by being engaged in the Sankirtana program, Kirtanat eva krishnasa. Mukta sangaha param braja. Then one can actually change the ultimate goal of life, ultimate purpose of life. So that's the prescription given in the Srimad Bhagavatam as the medicine of the age of Kali, so that one will be able to actually, without taking so much austerities, without undertaking so much penances, but simply engage in the Sankirtana program, then one will be able to attain the ultimate goal of life, to understand the ultimate goal of life. Simply based in the Sankirtana program. Kale dosa nidhirasan, astahi eko mahan gunaha, kirtanat eva krishnasa, mukta sangha param braja. Kali kaler, Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Kali kaler dharma nama sankirtana. So the religious principles of the age of Kali is actually to be engaged in this nama sankirtana, chanting of the holy names of this mahamantra. So that way, scriptures prescribe that. So this is the process that one must engage in this Sankirtana program, Sankirtana process, so that one will be able to understand the ultimate goal of life. So in chanting that, this Mahamantra, of course, just like a doctor's prescribed medicine. So in order to be very effective, that medicinal value, one must actually follow these principles in order to get the highest benefit. So that the utility or that process, that rules and the regulations are described in the Padma Purana about the, in other words, one must avoid the 10 offenses at the time of chanting this holy name of the Lord. So this is actually from the Padma Purana. Prabhupada has explained it very elaborately. So I'll just read from the Srimad Bhagavatam. It is described here. So Srila Jiva Goswami instructs that chanting of the holy name of the Lord should be loudly done, and it should be performed offenselessly as well, as recommended in the Padma Purana. One can deliver himself from the effects of all sins by surrendering himself unto the Lord. One can deliver himself from all offenses at the feet of the Lord by taking shelter of his holy name. But one cannot protect himself if one commits an offense at the feet of the holy name of the Lord. Thus, offenses are mentioned in the Padma Purana as being 10 in number. 10 offenses to be avoided. So the first offense is to vilify the great devotees who have preached about the glories of the Lord. The second offense is to see the holy names of the Lord in terms of worldly distinction. The Lord is the proprietor of all the universes, and therefore he may be known in different places by different names, but that does not in any way qualify the fullness of the Lord. Any nomenclature which is meant for the Supreme Lord is as holy as the others, because they are all meant for the Lord. Thus holy names are as powerful as the Lord, and there is no bar for anyone in any part of the creation to chant and glorify the Lord by the particular name of the Lord as it is locally understood. They are all auspicious, and one should not distinguish such names of the Lord as material commodities. That was the second offense. And the third offense is to neglect the orders of the authorized acharyas or the spiritual masters. And the fourth offense is to vilify scriptures or Vedic knowledge. And the fifth offense is to define the holy name of the Lord in terms of one's mundane calculation. The holy name of the Lord is identical with the Lord himself, and one should understand the holy name of the Lord to be non-different from him. The sixth offense is to interpret the holy name. The Lord is not imaginary, nor is his holy name. There are persons with a poor fund of knowledge who think the Lord to be an imagination of the worshipper, and therefore think his holy name to be imaginary. As a chanter of the name of the Lord cannot achieve the desired success in the matter of chanting the holy name. The seventh offense is to commit sins intentionally on the strength of the holy name. In the scriptures it is said that one can be liberated from the effects of all sinful actions simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord. One who takes advantage of this transcendental method and continues to commit sins on the expectation of neutralizing the effects of sins by chanting the holy name of the Lord is the greatest offender at the feet of the holy name. As an offender cannot purify himself by any recommended method of purification. In other words, one may be a sinful man before chanting the holy name of the Lord, but after taking shelter in the holy name of the Lord and becoming immune, one should strictly restrain oneself from committing sinful acts with the hope that his method of chanting the holy name will give him protection. The eighth offense is to consider the holy name of the Lord and his chanting method to be equal to some material auspicious activity. There are various kinds of good works for material benefits, but the holy name and his chanting are not mere auspicious holy services. Undoubtedly, the holy name is holy service, but it should never be utilized for such purposes. Since the holy name and the Lord are of one and the same identity, one should not try to bring the holy name into the service of mankind. The idea is that the Supreme Lord is the supreme enjoyer. He is no one's servant or order supplier. Similarly, since the holy name of the Lord is identical with the Lord, one should not try to utilize the holy name for one's personal service. The ninth offense is to instruct those who are not interested in chanting the holy name of the Lord about the transcendental nature of the holy name. If such instruction is imparted to an unwilling audience, the act is considered to be an offense at the feet of the holy name. The tenth offense is to become uninterested in the holy name of the Lord even after hearing of the transcendental nature of the holy name. The effect of chanting the holy name of the Lord is perceived by the chanter as liberation from the conception of false egoism. False egoism is exhibited by thinking oneself to be the enjoyer of the world and thinking everything in the world to be meant for the enjoyment of oneself only. The whole materialist world is moving under such false egoism of I and mine, but the factual effect of chanting the holy name is to become free from such misconceptions. So in order to get the full benefit of chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, so one must observe this day, avoid this day, 10 offenses. So that's very nicely explained by Srila Prabhupada in the purport of this here in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So today, our Dr. Alan and wife Lilia. So Dr. Alan is doing his PhD in philosophy at Stanford University, and his wife is working as someplace. It's very nice that actually in all walks of life, one must, in order to be doing properly whatever one's service, either in the form of education, business, or any other form of human activity that one is doing, in order to be able to do it perfectly, one must become a sincere servant of Krishna. That way everything becomes, it should be as an offering, to Krishna. So that should be the fundamental basis of understanding about life's mission. Because the living entity by nature is very active. So activity means one cannot remain without doing anything. But those activity must be engaged in the service of Krishna, offering to Krishna. That should be the ultimate goal of. So if one is studying as a student, one is trying to gain knowledge, but that knowledge should be used as an offering to Krishna. So that way, then it's called that one's intelligence is used properly. So that is the proper understanding about the all types of activities of the human form of life. That's what the bits, the malas are there and probat. Just like in the normal, when we are born from the parents, then we have been given a name. Similarly, when one takes this spiritual birth, one also gets a spiritual name. That way it is identified easily. So, Pakalan, you come here. Are they being? Jai Shri Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
Narasimha Bhagavan ki.
Jai.
So, tell me the four regulatory principles.
No illicit sex. No intoxicants. No gambling.
How many rounds to chant this daily?
Mala? 16.
So, Prabhupada's blessings. Pray that you become a very good preacher. The glories of Krishna. So your name will be Atri Rishi Das Adhikari. Atri is different than Atreya. It's not Atreya, it's called Atri, A-T-R-I, Atri Rishi. Atri Rishi is a great saint, the person. And so once what happened is that Atri was making a request to Lord Brahma and also Lord Shiva and Vishnu that he prayed to all the three great personalities that I want a son, where in that son all the three will be combined. So that the son, Dattatreya, actually is an incarnation of Lord Krishna. He was born as the son of Atri. And Dattatreya was a great philosopher, preaching about the science of the soul, about the philosophical and the scientific understanding of the soul. So you are Atri Rishi Das Adhikari. You can also bow down to Prabhupada. Lilia? Adibal. Come here. So just tell me the four regulatory principles.
No illicit sex, no meat eating, no gambling, and no intoxication.
And how many rounds you have to daily?
16.
So, your name will be Lalita Labanga Devi Dasi.
Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadi Adi Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam Chintamani Prakasana Shukra Purusha Laksha Vritesha Suravira Vipadayantam Lakshmi Sahasra.
after Vrindaki.
Jai
Gaura Premanande. Hare Krishna. So thank you very much for coming and for fine Sunday. And now it's time for Mahaprasadam. Everybody is fasting for the whole day. So I request that we'll have two rows here. One sitting just like your back on the wall, this side. And the other row is with this side. And then the remaining can have one row there. And I'm not sure whether it will be possible in the middle.
Yes.
Yeah, it's possible. So that way it would be...
Kamala kucha mandala dhita kundala kalita lalita vanamala. Jaya jaya deva hare Dina mani mandala mandana bhavakham dana muni jadamanasamsa jaya jaya deva hare kaliya vishadhara Ganjana janaranjana Yadukula namina Dinesha Jaya jaya deva hare Madhu Muranarata Vinashana Garudasana Shurakula Kedi Nidana Jaya Jaya Kamala, Kamala, Dala Lochana, Bhava Mochana Tribhubana, Bhubana, Nidhana Jaya Jana Kasuta Pita Bhushana Jita Dushana Shamara Shamita Dashakanta Jaya Jaya Deva Hare Abhina bhajanada sundara dita mandara Sri mukha chanda chakora Jaya jaya deva hare Tapacharanam pranatabhayam iti bhavayam Kuru kushalam pranateshu Jaya jaya deva hare
Na ba
Yashodanandana Braja Janaranjana Yashodanandana Braja Janaranjana Yashodanandana Braja Janaranjana Hare 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 Rama